Thanks for listening to the Inner Life Podcast. Be sure to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app. Find your local Relevant Radio station for the Inner Life at relevantradio.com or stream us live every day on the Relevant Radio app.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. And today we're going to be talking about detachment. You know, letting go of the things that you can't control, not being anxious or worry about the times when things don't go the way you thought they should go. It's rooted in the reality that God loves you, and that is all that matters. So riches don't matter. The things that you think you have don't matter. It's about trusting in the providence of God, that He has you right where He wants you, doing exactly what you're doing. Tough to do sometimes, and especially in those moments when maybe you are down to your last dollar, you don't know how you're going to provide for your family. It gets tough out there. But how do we stay detached in those moments? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Here to help us on the journey, our spiritual director, back with us once again, Father Bobby Blood. Father Blood is a priest in the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, associate pastor at Holy Family Catholic Church in Rockford. Father Bobby Blood, welcome back. A pleasure to have you on the program today.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back with you, Chuck.
And I love talking about detachment. So I'm looking forward to our conversation. And as we do every day, we'll open up our phone lines, inviting you in our listening audience to join us. Let's do that right now. If you'd like to join us on the program as we talk about detachment, what's been your experience of that? Toll-free phone number into the studio today, 888-914-9149. You can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But the other number I want to give you, it's all about our Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive, and we're going to be inviting 100 of you. Would 100 of you listening today say yes to our invitation and make a contribution to our pledge drive? Special premium. We'll be talking about that for $1 a day a donation. But that number is 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Father Blood, we like to start each hour of the broadcast day during our weeks of the pledge drive with a memorare. Can we take a moment here and ask you to lead that and pray with all of us, our listeners included?
Most definitely. We can begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Amen. Father Bobby Blood, our spiritual director, talking about detachment today. And again, our studio phone lines are open if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Your experience of detachment, when have you been able to let go of the things in your life that maybe really don't matter and really trust in God? Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father Bobby Blood, get us started. Detachment, give us an overview. What are we talking about?
You know, I think you started right off by saying the Lord is what matters, right? And I think a great place is to jump into Scripture to look at the rich young man, right? He asked Jesus, what do I need to do to gain eternal life? He said, follow the commandments. He was doing that. Jesus says, give everything you have to the poor, and the man went away sad. So that sort of encounter can be challenging for us because it's inviting us into this mystery of detachment. That the rich young man loved the things that he had. But I think more important than talking about the possessions, it's to look at, do we love God more than everything that we have? That's detachment, to recognize that we can let go of our need for pretty much anything if the Lord says, I need you to do that for me, because he's going to take care of us, right? Jesus was trying to show that young man that if we set aside the earthly treasure, eternal treasure is going to be given. So it's this idea that we sort of give everything that we have in order to be free to love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul.
Father Bobby Blood, our spiritual director, talking about detachment today. And as I was thinking about, and I love talking about this because I think it's so important for us to recognize the reality of what you're talking about today. But can you make the point that all of us are attached to something? And in the end, for me, when we talk about detachment and attachment, it's really all about what I want. And when I have what I want, and when I have people thinking the way I think they should be thinking, then you know what? Life is pretty good. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Right. I think it's this call to not be in control, to live a life that is radical. And I think in small things and big things, we all have these sorts of attachments where we're trying to hold on to control. Right? Maybe it's the physical things. I think that's the easiest to maybe visualize, right? I need the best version of this or that. But if you go to something even more immaterial, like for me, I like to have control of my own time. So I like to have a schedule, and if things start to fall apart, I get frustrated because I can kind of feel that control slipping from my fingertips. I'm attached to that idea that my day is my own. I'm attached to the idea that I can control what's going to happen to me in 5 minutes, an hour, in 6 hours, right? But I think it is true that each and every one of us have these attachments that can blind us from where God is in control. God wants to show us that even if we let go of my need for, you know, control and time, or even if I let go of some of the more financial comforts, I'm still going to be taken care of. Being detached doesn't mean that I'm going to be left out in the cold. It means that even if it is cold, we're going to be with the Lord.
Yeah. I was listening to an audio tape years ago by Father Anthony DeMello. He's a Jesuit priest from India, God rest his soul, and it just made an incredible impression on me, so much so that I'm going to tell you the story again. But it really said to me, don't worry or get upset about what you can't control. And I thought, wow. I mean, we go through life just trying to control everything, to your point, and it just doesn't work. And he made the point, Father Tony DeMello said, when we talk about detachment and attaching ourselves to things, he says, it's like teaching a pig to sing. One, you can't do it, and it just really annoys the pig. I was so taken with that you're right. We just go through life trying to change everything the way we want it, to be done, and it just doesn't work. And we really do need to understand, and you use the word mystery of detachment. It really is a mystery in so many ways, isn't it?
It is, and it's almost intangible because I think it starts in the interior. Right. It'd be easy to just kind of physically gather a bunch of things and drop it off, you know, and make donations. But unless we start to encounter that sort of generosity, that sort of detachment in our own heart, it doesn't have the benefits we're looking for. And so it's more than just the physical getting rid of things. It's sort of an encounter with our own heart and soul to say, I don't want to be grasping. I don't want to be holding on, white knuckling all the things I have. Out of fear or lack of trust. So it is, it's a sort of immaterial sort of conversion we have in our own heart towards trusting the Lord that even if other things fall away, we're still going to be seen and known.
Yeah. We are talking today about detachment, and what has been your experience of detachment? When have you been able to detach yourself from the things in your life and really depend on God alone? Father Bobby Blood is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, Father Rocky here, and thank you for joining us for our Winter Pledge Party here at Relevant Radio. Have you heard about the two special gifts we have for you today only? For a dollar a day donation, just $30.42 a month for a year, our first gift is a very special Sacred Heart Wall Crucifix. This beautifully detailed Sacred Heart Wall Crucifix will make a great addition to any home, and it's a reminder that Christ suffered and died for our salvation. Our second gift is an Our Lady of Lourdes third-class relic medal, and the medal has been touched to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. It was crafted in Italy with an image of Saint Bernadette praying to Our Lady of Lourdes. The Our Lady of Lourdes relic medal and the Sacred Heart crucifix are both yours for your donation of $1 a day. But these are limited in supply, so don't wait. Call now or give online right away before they're gone. Give using the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
And I think you heard Father say the magic phrase, before they're gone. I can tell you these medals are really moving fast. We had, I think we've already had about 500 folks take us up on that offer. So please call 877-291-0123 and take advantage of this special opportunity. It's a one-day offering only. You will not have an opportunity to get this Our Lady of Lourdes medal tomorrow. So don't waste any more time before we run out of these. 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Chuck Neff joining you during our Give from the Heart pledge drive, asking you to make your donation. And, you know, Chuck, once Americans are vaccinated and the COVID numbers drop to safer levels, we're going to have another job to do. We're going to need to remind people to go back to Mass. That's something that we're going to be doing a lot of here in the next few months, to actually go back to the Blessed Sacrament in person. We're going to have to encourage our friends and our neighbors and our families to return to Mass and remind them that that little hole in their heart, that feeling of emptiness, didn't go away when COVID went away. And it's still there until you go back and be filled with the true body and blood of Christ. This is going to be an important thing for us to do. So we're talking about things we need to do in the future. So we've got to stay on the air to do these things. And we need your support at 877-291-0123.
And online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. And make that contribution. And again, a special premium, special premium from Our Lady of Lourdes. And all you have to do is make a pledge of $1 a day, $365 a year. But Mike, you're so right. I was reading the other day that a lot of people, even with COVID, they're finding a renewed strength in their faith. And I just think that when the church is open and when it's we don't have to worry so much about social distancing. My gut reaction to what's going on is we're going to see people coming back in droves. We certainly hope that, but to your point, we still have a job here to do at Relevant Radio, and we want to keep doing it, don't we? And so very practically, this is one of those times during the year, Mike, where we tell our listeners we need your help.
877-291-0123. That's the number you dial to help us out. A friend in need is a friend indeed, they always say, right? Well, we need $2.7 million by the end of the week. And we've reached the $1 million mark, but we need your help to hit that ultimate goal. We can only do it with you. So log on to relevantradio.com and make your pledge online right now.
Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life Spiritual Directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chuck Neff, along with our producer, Nick Schmitz. Jim Shaper is answering your phone calls, and Father Bobby Blood is our spiritual director. Father Blood is a priest in the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, associate pastor at Holy Family Catholic Church there in the diocese. Talking today about detachment. Phone lines are open into the studio if you'd like to join us. 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But detachment, what's been your experience of that? And when have you been able to detach yourself from the things in your life and really depend on God alone? Again, toll free, if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. 4:9. So, Father, before we get to some phone calls, I just need to ask you, certainly when we talk about detachment with the pandemic, with jobs, really unemployment being a big issue for so many people, dollars and not being able to make as much money as people have been able to do in the past. With all of that going on, so much at stake, how then do we begin to stay attached to God when, in my images, we're grabbing at everything just to keep our head above water?
Yeah, I think we have to reverence the need to recognize that if we're experiencing a deeper need or a greater level of stretching right now, to not just ignore that. I don't think that's the invitation in Christianity, but instead to remain in dialogue with the Lord. So that, you know, whether we're choosing to be detached because of the situation with the pandemic, we're being forced to detach, we still want to remain in that conversation, because that's where the Lord can really speak to our heart and speak to the reality of his power, that even if it feels like we're drowning and we're feeling those last dollars kind of slip through our fingers, the Lord is still present in that place, and he's going to do something. He's going to do something incredible. And even if that means some time of sacrifice and some time of pain, we still live the faith of victory. But the practicals are just that, to continue to get up each day and to enter into prayer, and then to do the best we can, to work hard, to be stewards of our time, and trust that the Lord will kind of make up the difference.
Yeah, and the reality is that we all have crosses, and a lot of us right now may be carrying a heavier cross than we want to carry or we could have imagined, but it's a part of our faith to recognize that suffering is redemptive, and suffering can help us in our relationship with God.
And we're the body of Christ, and so we don't do that alone, recognizing we have the great saints in heaven, we have the great folks in our parishes, our communities, those folks we see at Mass that we can kind of encounter, to realize that to some degree, all of us here on earth are suffering. And so we carry these burdens together, and we carry these burdens with those who have already won the race, knowing that they too are interceding for us and caring for us in our need.
Father Bobby Blood, our spiritual director, talking about detachment today. Let's head to the phones, and let's start with Teresa, listening in the Chicagoland area. Hello, Teresa. It's nice to have you on the program today.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a quick reflection, and I have a short story. My reflection is, I think that this detachment is a really good topic, since you're having your place. And I listen to Relevant Radio all day, every day. And it dawned on me that with this pledge drive, I've been talking to myself for 3 days now, can I spare a pledge? With all the blessings I've had in my lifetime, can I make a pledge? Can I detach from a small fraction of the gifts God has given me and make a pledge? And it's just very interesting how we have to come to terms. And I don't know, it took me 3 days, if you can believe it, to make a pledge to the radio station I listen to all day, every day. But I was able to detach and make a pledge. That's the good news. Also, if I may share a short story about detachment. I've been overweight for 55 years of my life, and I have attacked this from every way known to mankind. You name it, I've done it. And finally, after 55 years of obesity, it dawned on me to, thanks to Relevant Radio, I might add, to see this as one of the seven deadly sins, and to approach this lifelong battle from a spiritual perspective. So as God leads your thoughts and just every second of the day, I decided to pray to the Archangel Gabriel. And I can't tell you why I chose the Archangel Gabriel, but I said I would like to be detached from overeating because it's one of the sins, and I really don't want to offend God. And do you know, He led my thoughts. The good Lord led my thoughts. I ended up doing a little research on the internet. Bottom line is I stopped eating sugar. And I don't know, whoever directs health in the United States said 25 grams a day. So I thought, okay, I started reading labels, and I basically have cracked the code. I'm absolutely sugar-free. I have no urge to eat, to overeat. It's absolutely 100% gone from my life. And I know it was prayer and not wanting to offend God through my attachment that solved this lifelong battle for me.
Yeah. Well, first, just a word of gratitude for your generosity to Relevant Radio and again, being in that dialogue with the Lord for those 3 days and listening to his call. So we appreciate your generosity there and also your generosity in sharing your story to see where detachment really hits the road. Right? We realize that it's sort of the daily choices we make that can be the moments where the Lord is calling us to detach. So beautiful to hear the victory of seeing the Lord answering your prayer, following your yes to choosing to detach from those desires for sugar and overeating. So yeah. It's a beautiful witness. We appreciate you.
Yeah, Therese, God bless you. Thanks for the donation. We are most grateful for that. It's your donations, or whatever size that was, by the way, but we just appreciate that. You are who help us stay on the air when you pray about that and you make that contribution. So God bless you. And the sugar-free diet, I presume you're feeling better as well?
Oh, I can't. I can't believe it. It's like instead of, again, when I brought, this is the truth. I mean, I'm a cradle Catholic. When I brought Jesus into it and I turned it over to him, and again, I said I don't want to sin, but I can't do it. Yes, my body no longer craves starch or sugar. I tried eating a few cookies at Christmas and couldn't do it. Just absolutely no desire. That urge to eat, that battle with food is absolutely gone. 100%. And I'm in 6 months into this. And yeah. I'm, you know, in the back of my mind, I am waiting for something to go wrong, but I know it's not going to. Have that inner sense.
Well, Therese, good for you. Good for you. Thank you for sharing that story with us today. And Father Blood, we hear that story, because I think when we talk about attachment or detachment, it's all about what I can do and what I want to do. But gosh, and we hear the story here, when we bring Jesus into whatever's going on, he hears us, he walks with us, and life changes, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. It's allowing that invitation of the Lord to go deeper and deeper and deeper, and to see that we're on the Lord's timetable. And so we might be ready to give certain things up right now, but other things might be more difficult. It's a gradual process as we continue to enter into that dialogue with the Lord. But he continues to walk with us day in and day out, and these moments of sacrifice.
Yeah. Therese, thanks for calling. A pleasure to have you on the program today. And thanks again for your contribution to our Winter Pledge Drive. We appreciate that so much as well. Father Bobby Blood is our spiritual director, talking about detachment today. What is your experience of detachment? And when have you been able to detach yourself from the things in your life and depend on God alone? Toll free if you'd like to join us on the program today, 888-914-914. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
We're asking you to give from the heart at 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Chuck Neff. A very special premium day today. The phone lines have been red hot because we are offering a special thank you gift today only in advance of the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes coming up next Thursday. We thought this would be a nice day to offer a special medal. Now, with the feast day coming up next week, we wanted to offer a medal as a way of saying thank you. On one side of the medal, there's an image of Our Lady appearing before a kneeling Saint Bernadette. And then on the other side, there's a relic on the medal that's been touched to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. This is yours for just a dollar a day at 877-291-0123. These medals, by the way, have been made especially for Relevant Radio. This is not something you can just go on the internet and look up and buy. You can't go to Amazon and get one. And even if you travel to Lourdes, you would not be able to get one of these because these are exclusively made for Relevant Radio. You can see the image of the medal at relevantradio.com. And of course, along with the medal, we'll be sending you a Sacred Heart crucifix. Make that call now at 877-291-0123. I have a feeling Drew will be counting down the remaining medals at some point this afternoon, Chuck. So when we say while supplies last, we really do mean it.
Yeah, I've never talked to Drew after one of these premium days like we're doing today to see when he gets into his program later this afternoon if he doesn't have anything to give away. So that's our goal here on The Inner Life, to get them all out there before Drew goes on the air at 2 o'clock Central this afternoon. So we'll see what happens. Here's a really interesting note about these medals. And again, this Our Lady of Lourdes medal. The factory where these medals are made has actually been shut down because of the pandemic, but they agreed to open up and make a special production run of these medals just for you in our listening audience. They're very special. It's today only. They're going quick, and you can get yours for a dollar a day, $365 a year, by calling 877-291-0123 and online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. And Mike, when they're gone, they are gone.
They are gone, and I can give you an idea. Just now, we had a call from Losalia in East Palo Alto, California, who she's going to get a medal. Stanley in Littleton, Massachusetts. Look at that, from California all the way to Massachusetts. It's a big country, and we have radio stations all over in between. At 877-291-0123, another medal now going to Carlsbad, California, and yet another one to Gallup, New Mexico. Phone lines are lit up, but you can make it in right now at 877-291-0123.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
And welcome back. Father Bobby Blood is our spiritual director. Father Blood is the associate pastor at Holy Family Catholic Church, that in the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, talking today about detachment. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us on the program. 888-914-9149. Detachment, what's been your experience of that? And when have you been able to detach yourself from the things in your life and really depend on God alone? Toll free again if you'd like to share that story with us. 888-914-9149. So, Father Blood, let's head back to the phones. And this is much better. Thanks so much.
Okay, so, yeah, I wanted to call today to make sure the public knows again about Mother Mary, how she came back to us in 1917 to deliver the message of peace. And the battle is not of flesh and blood, it's a spiritual battle. And that's why we need to be praying the rosary every day, because our weapon in this battle is the rosary, and our armor in this battle is faith. And if you're ever scared and you're not feeling like you got that armor on, you just need to be praying the rosary more, and I assure you, you'll feel that armor.
Yeah, and Anthony, when you let me ask you a question. When you pray the rosary, are you able to kind of maybe experience and understand the importance of detaching yourself from the things in your life and really recognizing that the Lord, His Mother Mary, are with you in the moment, no matter what's going on?
Yeah, I'll admit, sometimes I have to pray for mysteries for me to feel that in my heart. But at the bottom line is, I will feel that in my heart.
Yeah.
I think, too, even just to take those moments, right? I think sometimes the great devotional items we have also give us that opportunity to slow down. Have you found that to be the case when, you know, things are difficult, you're able to kind of slow down when you enter into these beautiful prayers, and that allows us to maybe loosen our grip on the things that we're attached to?
Yes, definitely. And that's why I felt obligated to call and make sure everybody's aware that Mother Mary did come down in 1917, and there were 70,000 witnesses to attest to that. And it's a little bit for our church to take it in, but it's in there, and yeah. You can find the research, and it's a true
story. Anthony, the miracle of the sun. I was just reading about that the other day. Love Fatima, love Our Lady of Fatima, and Father Blood, Anthony talks about the rosary, and really, when we talk about detaching ourselves from the things in our life, our prayer life, you mentioned it earlier in the program, just to get up and first thing, seek first the kingdom, our prayer life, and certainly praying the rosary really walks us into the mysteries of who Jesus is and how much he loves us and really walks with us no matter what's going on.
It definitely puts things back into perspective. It could be hard in the midst of a busy day, and we're putting in our 8 or 12 hours of work, and we're trying to do all the things we're supposed to do. But it's easy to kind of forget about the fact that we're spiritual beings and we're created for more. And I think gifts like the rosary put us back in the place of remembering who's the God we serve and who's the God who's inviting us into deep levels of union with him. So I think that's a great invitation by Anthony.
Yeah. Thanks, Anthony. Good to have you on the program. Let's head to Florida. Paul listening in Fort Myers. Hello, Paul. Welcome to The Inner Life.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a great love for and feel that I have a rich sacramental life. In fact, I find the sacraments and just studying about God to be so rewarding intellectually and satisfying intellectually. However, on the other hand, though, it almost seems like I've reduced my relationship with God to almost like, I don't know, a mathematical formula. And also, I find myself woefully inadequate when it comes to the corporal work. And so I would like your suggestion on how to detach myself from this inertia that I feel as far as serving God, because I mean, it struck me when I was reading the Bible that, you know, at the Last Judgment, I mean, Christ didn't say, you know, you went to confession every 2 weeks or you received communion often and everything like that, but he referenced the corporal works of mercy, which, like I said, I mean, we're worried that, you know, I'm woefully inadequate. I mean, I just turned 60, and, you know, that gave me pause for a lot of reflection, and I'd like to turn that around. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your docility to recognize that the devotional life aren't just like these boxes to check, but they should be this way that we encounter the Lord that does feed us, so that we can enter into the corporal works of mercy, right? It's not an either-or sort of invitation, but a both-and. And I think that's right. I think Christianity lived, the sort of Christianity we read about in the scriptures, is one that is radical. It's one that cares about those who are most in need. It recognizes the poor, the forgotten, the sorrowful, those that are discriminated against, right? And so I think it's right on that we have that continual deeper call to serve those in need, and I think it's a sign of humility to recognize that we are inadequate in a lot of ways, but to continue to want to serve more is a sign that the Lord is already working. If I might turn it to you, are there any practical sort of things you feel the Lord is asking you to do beyond maybe the devotional items that you're more comfortable with?
You see, that's it. I really can't find anything. I mean, I do try to be kind in my everyday life, but I feel I want to accomplish a lot more for our Lord.
Right now, you know, it's difficult because a lot of our parishes don't have the practical sort of things we normally do for service of others. But one sort of piece of advice I might have is intercessory prayer can go a long way. Right? Thomas Aquinas says that an effective charity is zeal, and that's what we're searching for, is a sort of excitement for the faith. And so to intentionally pray for those people who are most in need does do something. That's not like it's not weak or a cop out. I think it's a great start to think about those in your local community, those who don't have a home, those who are alienated from their family, those who feel othered, to just offer those up to the Lord, even just in a simple prayer each day.
Yeah. Paul, that's a great question. And Father Blood, I wonder sometimes when we think about doing corporal works of mercy, I think about the homeless shelters. I think about going someplace. I think about the soup kitchens, about doing something, about all of these places that I have to go. But I wonder sometimes if we just need to kind of come back, take the day where we are doing what we're doing, and see who the Lord puts in our life. And maybe that's at the local grocery store. Maybe it's just helping somebody in a parking lot. But I just wonder sometimes if we serve the Lord just where we are doing what we're doing, no matter what it is, right where we are right now with the people right in front of us.
And if the Lord is putting the desire on our heart to do that, He's also going to provide the places to serve. And so I think you're right on that. If we say yes to that call from the Lord to give, he's going to present those people in those normal sort of ways that you mentioned, like the grocery store or in your neighborhood. So there's no shortage of people in need, for sure.
Yeah. Paul, God bless you. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Father Bobby Blood is our spiritual director. We're talking about detachment. What's been your experience of that? And when have you been able to detach yourself from the things in your life and really, really, truly depend on God alone? Toll free if you'd like to join us in the time we have left, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I was in prison when I used to listen to your show. And so I'm very grateful to hear you today. I'm very emotional right now because being in there and listening to you, I mean, Relevant Radio, the way you share the faith, in a very refreshing way.
Relevant Radio guest host,
Father Matthew Spencer.
I'm so grateful that you shared that. You know, what's amazing to me, Roxanne, is how Relevant Radio can penetrate the walls of hospitals, of prisons, of assisted living homes. I mean, this ministry is able to reach people in all stages of life, wherever they're at, through the app, through the radio, and this sure is a powerful ministry, isn't it?
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
When you call 877-291-0123, be sure to tell the volunteer operator how Relevant Radio has impacted your life. We'd love to hear these stories. It's four times a year that we have this connection with our listeners who call and make their tax-deductible pledge. So make that call now, 877-291-0123, and let us know the role that Relevant Radio plays in your life. Our operators are standing by. We've talked to people literally around the globe today, Chuck. You know, we call ourselves Catholic Churches, the Universal Church. Well, I think I can prove it. We heard from Kevin in London today. Wow. Kevin listens to the Drew Mariani Show every night because it's evening in London, and he prays the Divine Mercy Chaplet in the evening, almost every evening with Drew Mariani. We have heard from the Philippines, Australia this week, and we have something special from around the globe. We have something very special from France that we are offering today. And Chuck is going to tell you about our unique premium that's only available today. So listen up, because this is a special deal.
Yeah, this is it's a beautiful Our Lady of Lourdes medal. And it's the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes is next week on the 11th. And we just wanted to offer something just really very special to all of you in our listening audience. This is a today only premium. So you've got to make that contribution yet today, $1 a day, $365 a year. And this special premium will be yours. And on one side, there's an image of Our Lady appearing before a kneeling Saint Bernadette. And then on the other side, a relic on the medal that has been touched to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. And it can be yours for that $1 a day, $365 over the course of the year. And all you have to do is call 877-291-0123. Go online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. And I think, Mike, I just love this part of this story and these medals. The factory that made these medals for us had to shut down because of the pandemic, but they agreed to mm-hmm. open up and make a special production run of these medals yeah. for you and our listening audience. So yep. the thing that we probably need to emphasize, Mike, is we have a limited number, and when they are gone, they are gone.
I can guarantee you at around 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon, Drew is going to be counting down how many medals we have left. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Make that call right now at 877-291-0123. I can see a lot of the phone lines now are activated. If you get a busy signal, you can donate online, and we have an extra premium we put on top of that for anyone who makes a pledge online. So log on to relevantradio.com, and you can see an image of that. Take a look at it.
If you missed part of the program, you can listen to this show and any of your favorites on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life. Father Bobby Blood is our spiritual director. Father Blood is an associate pastor in the Diocese of Rockford, Illinois, talking today about detachment. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us in the time we have left. 888-914-9149. Before we get back to some more phone calls, Father Blood, talk to us a little bit, if you would, and explain to us how letting go of our attachment to the things in our life really allows us to receive all that God wants to give us. Really opens up some more space for God, doesn't it?
It does. The example of having empty hands. You know, when I go and get groceries, I loved making one trip, right? I fill my arms with all the bags, and I love, you know, having one trip, but you get to the door and you're trying to get the doorknob with your hip or your foot. And, you know, imagine, you know, your neighbor throws a Frisbee to you at that point. To catch the Frisbee, you're going to have to drop everything. And it's a similar sort of thing with the Lord. If our hands are full with a bunch of stuff, if he wants to give us a gift, if he wants to provide some special new love, we're going to have to be willing to drop everything to receive what he wants to offer us. And I think that little image kind of can feed the rest of our spiritual life as we try and recognize what are the things that we carry around with us that we don't need? What are the things that we don't want to let go of? Because those are exactly the things that I think we need to set aside in order to be able to catch the love that the Lord is going to toss us.
Yeah. Father Bobby Blood, our spiritual director, talking about detachment. Let's take another phone call. Amy, listening in St. Louis, thank you for the call. Welcome to the program today.
Thank you very much. My detachment came in the form of sickness, really bad physical and mental sickness when I was pregnant with my third son. It was just total fight and flight for 7 months of that pregnancy. The doctors couldn't do anything. They couldn't give you anything. So I pretty much walked every day, prayed my rosary, walked mass every morning, learned how to just leave everything on the altar to God, ask him to come when he came into me in communion to just go and shield the baby within me, to protect it, to, you know, just make sure it's safe. And I just had to leave that all to God. And it wasn't easy, but there was really nothing. When you know there's nothing, you can't go to anything else. You know that it's just God and you. And I knew it was just God and me. I couldn't, you know, really get that much comfort from my husband and kids. It was just a constant torment for every minute of the day. It was really horrible. But it got somewhat better, but I'm still suffering from some of that stuff continually with doctors trying to help resolve that, but it hasn't been resolved. But I just resolved to always tell God that I love him, that my husband helps me with, says, Amy, this is bigger than you and I. God obviously has a bigger plan to hang in there and to just continue to offer this up for the church. God never left me alone. He never abandoned you when you're going through any of this stuff. He sent me very holy priest to give me guidance through all the horrible pregnancy and all that. Had a priest call me every day, gave me something out of the breviary. He would always remind me. It was always funny to say, God says, come to you all who are heavily burdened, and he will give you rest. And he'd say, Amy, he said he'd give you rest. He didn't say he was going to take it away. So there's just all of these great things that they would say. And I'm just going to leave with one last thing is just one priest used to tell me, he said, everything I gave to God has claw marks on it. And the last thing I always say to myself is the more a soul trusts, the more it will receive from our Lord. So don't give up out there. Know that continue to count on God. He is your, you know, you are his love. He's never going to abandon you. No matter how much suffering, no matter how much goes on in your life, he will always send help. You just have to be willing to accept it and know that it's not going to cure every little thing. You're going to still suffer, but you know that you're doing some good for the church and for everybody in your life. So that's all I need to say. Wow. Thank you very much.
Wow. Well, we appreciate your witness, and I think it's a great sign to us that the Lord is faithful even in the waiting. I think it can be difficult, especially in attaching from things that we're continuing to suffer in, right? So to see that you're still suffering and yet still continue to go to the Lord is just a great sign of faith that he's been present.
Yeah. Amy, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. We have very little time, but Nick, I'm going to do a Miriam here in Scottsdale. Miriam, welcome to the program, and I have about 30 or 40 seconds for you to tell us your story.
I'm for it. And this theme of detachment, I had my great detachment when I was deployed to the Middle East in Iraq and Kuwait, and I learned that we need to silence our hearts even in the midst of war and trauma, trials and tribulations. If you notice, it's all throughout the Bible, where does God speak to his people? In the wilderness, in the desert. So I have a great appreciation for the desert of our souls, that to silence our hearts so that we can be in solitude, so that we can listen to what God is trying to tell us. So many times we're so busy praying that maybe we should just stop in solitude and listen to what God wants to tell us. And I've learned that through the desert, you know, desert fathers and mothers and our mystics learned that very well. And I think that's very important for people to go like on silent retreats, to just quiet our minds and our hearts so that we can let God talk to us.
Yeah, wow.
I think that's a great piece of advice. Easier said than done sometimes, but I think it is making that choice to quiet our heart, to slow down and allow some of the noise to be set aside for a time.
Yeah. Miriam, glad we got you on the program today. Time is an issue for us every day about this time, but we appreciate you joining us. And what a great insight, silence of the heart, even in war. And aren't we all warring to some degree or another? That is for sure. Father Bobby Blood is our spiritual director. Father, time to wrap things up. I've got about 10 seconds for a final blessing for all of our listeners.
Through the intercession of St. Blaise, the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Bobby Blood, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your phone calls today. Love to hear your stories. Thanks, everyone. Stay tuned. Mass in about 5 minutes right here on Relevant Radio.
Wonderful hour, and we want to thank all our listeners who call in during the Inner Life and share their personal stories. I mean, just in a matter of 20 minutes, we hear a woman telling, reminding us to silence our hearts, a lesson she learned during her service overseas. Another caller who's conquered overeating through prayer and detachment. You know, a woman who's been dealing with depression, and a young man who shared his love of the rosary. That's what you get. That's what you get every time you tune in to Relevant Radio and The Inner Life. You get true stories from real Catholics just like you who have the same struggles. They suffer through the same things as well. But it gives you comfort. It gives you hope when you tune in and you hear those stories. We're encouraging you now to step up and support us financially. Maybe this is something you've never done before. I'm going to give you a reason to donate a dollar a day to Relevant Radio, and you'll get a little something out of it. What you'll really get is a sense of doing something right, joining something bigger than yourself, and then every time you tune into Relevant Radio, you'll know that you had a role to play in it. But if you donate a dollar a day today, we're going to give you a very special Our Lady of Lourdes medal. Now, this is a medal that was manufactured in France. The factory that makes these medals was actually shut down due to COVID, but they agreed to open up and make a special production run of these medals just for you, just for our listeners. This is not something you can buy in the stores, and they're only available while supplies last. So we have 4 minutes left in the hour. Won't you make that call? 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And trust me, maybe you've never made this a donation to Relevant Radio before. You pick up the phone, dial those numbers right now. In about 3 or 4 minutes, you're going to feel so good about yourself. So make that pledge. Please call.
Yeah, and online, too, if you're listening, you know, in your office or maybe at home and on your computer on the Relevant Radio app, you can go there. There's a Donate Now button. You just click on that. It'll walk you right through it. Quick, simple, safe, easy way to make that contribution as well. And again, the special premium, $365 a year, a dollar a day, and you'll receive this special Our Lady of Lourdes medal. It's really spectacular. And I know you'll want one, but make that contribution right now. And if this program in particular, The Inner Life, has made a difference in your life, we say every day on the program that we are here to give you a little bit of help and a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. We are here to help you know you are not alone. So if you've been helped by one of our spiritual directors, if you've found a little bit of hope and maybe a story you heard from somebody who called in, or maybe you discovered that, gosh, there's somebody else out there just like me, I'm not alone in what's going on in my life. If any of that's happened to you as a result of The Inner Life, call this hour. Make that contribution, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. And I think it's really important. I mean, the growth we've experienced here at Relevant Radio over the past year or so, no more than that, has just been extraordinary. We're in more than 170 markets right now. Yeah. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. It's just really been magnificent in terms of how this network has been growing. But you need to know, you helped us do that. You are the reason that we are growing, and we can't do this without you. And I don't know, Mike, I sit back and look at the growth of the network, and I'm amazed at, one, being part of this, but two, the role our listeners play in how they're helping us grow and reach more people literally around the world.
Mm-hmm. And I have some news I might be able to break right now. We're going to grow even more. We just found out this week we have a station in Raleigh, North Carolina, that is going to be adding Morning Air and the Patrick Madrid Show to their lineup later this month. So there's another station that's picking up Relevant Radio programming. That means a whole new community that will be hearing Relevant Radio for the first time. Your support at 877-291-0123 is helping us grow, reach new markets, touch more hearts, change more lives. If you've donated in the past, this should be so affirming to you to know that we've just added another station. And if you've never given before, why not give it a chance? Do it right now, 877-291-0123, and you'll get that Our Lady of Lourdes medal if you donate at $1 a day. Those are going fast, but we have one just for you. Make that call.